Exclusive, Mike Cernovich, Only Way to Fight Cancel Culture is You Have to Cancel Them. By Robert Krajicek on March 2, 2021. Defeating left-wing cancel culture requires a reciprocal approach from the right, determined Mike Cernovich, author, journalist, and producer of Hoaxed, on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. The only way that you can fight back against cancel culture is you have to cancel them, Cernovich stated, advising those on the right to fight fire with fire. You have to say, okay, so this is the way it's going to be. We're looking at tweets? Cool, here are your tweets. You're terrible. I'm going to create a caricature of you based on two or three tweets that I saw of yours, and that's your identity. That's who you are forever. That's what we're going to bring up for the rest of your life. He added, I'll be careful how I word this because I'm pro-Christian. But fundamentally, Christianity, if I can make kind of critique of Christianity, is too passive. Conservatives and the broader right should apply a strategy of mutually assured destruction in the context of cancel culture, Cernovich advised. He remarked, I remember the first time I got blasted by the media, I said, fine, I'll look at your tweets. You want to play like this? And when I started getting people quote-unquote canceled, conservatives attacked me. I thought, what are you doing? You people live in fear every time you're going to tweet. Why don't you just find their tweets? Listen. Cernovich highlighted the unearthing of tweets about homosexuality from CNN's Caitlin Collins and MSNBC's Joy Reid as examples of combating left-wing censorship with a method of reciprocity. Why don't you say, here's Caitlin Collins tweeting some interesting things about how she'd never have a gay roommate, but CNN puts her on and they said that's okay. Oh, here's Joy Reid. She's not going to lose her show. Why don't you do more of this? Left-wing digital censorship will continue spilling over into government-driven political prosecutions if unchecked, Cernovich noted. Conservatives, because of that Christian morality, don't really want to do that, he stated, and if you don't do it, if you're lucky, you'll get banned from social media and you just be one of those people. Oh, I got banned from Twitter if you're lucky. He warned, that's what people have to realize. They're looking for anything that they can hit a Trump supporter with. It doesn't matter if you made a meme, they'll go after that. Marla remarked, it's no longer about just media hypocrisy. It is about people actually getting arrested. That's what's happening. People are getting indicted. Cernovich replied, the media is the last thing I'm worried about for MAGA grandmas. I'm so tired of the media, the idea that we're going to whine about CNN is, first of all, boring and basic, and secondly, it shows that you don't actually understand the landscape. The landscape isn't just merely an information battle space. The landscape now is that feds are indicting MAGA grandmas. And holding them, in some cases, incommunicado. The feds are coming for you, Cernovich added. They're headhunting. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.